Hey everybody, my name is Jason Carter. I'm here today to talk to you about creating immersive web experiences with Babylon.js. Thanks so much for stopping by this presentation. I hope you get something out of it, and let's go ahead and dive right on in. So what is Babylon.js? That's probably the place that we should start. Our core mission statement is to create one of the most powerful, beautiful, simple, and open web rendering engines in the world. That's a big, bold claim. We've chosen those four words for a very important reason. They're very meaningful to us. We want Babylon to be incredibly powerful, to allow you to leverage the full capabilities of the GPU through WebGL. We want it to be beautiful. We want it to be able to render stunning images that you're really, really proud of. We want it to be incredibly simple and intuitive to use. And we want it to be free and open source for the world. It is now, and it will always be so. To dive a layer deeper though, at its core, Babylon is just a JavaScript library that's built entirely on open web standards, such as WebGL and WebXR. It's an API that sits on top to allow you to easily interact with those APIs. It's a full-featured game engine. Think of it as a fully featured thing that people create games with, create online experiences with. It has physics, animation, VR, particles, ray casting, you name it, tons and tons of different features. If a game engine has it, Babylon.js has it. It has support for advanced rendering with physically based materials, PBR materials and shaders. It is always backwards compatible. That's something that we're very, very proud of, that whatever you create today with Babylon will work 5-10 years from now. That's something that's a core mission of ours, is to make sure you never have to worry about back compat breaking. It has full support for GLTF objects. If you're not familiar with GLTF, you can think of this as the JPEG of 3D objects, basically. It's a standard file format that's used across the web by more and more and more websites, and it's basically becoming the standard for 3D objects on the web. Babylon.js has over 2.5 million downloads to date, and as I mentioned, it is completely free and open source and will always be so. It has a rich tool set to make things really simple and intuitive to use. We have a playground, which is what you see on the very top of this image here. That's a coding environment where you can code on the left and see updates on the right. You don't actually have to go through creating your own HTML page. This is a place where you can get right in and play with Babylon.js right away. Super, super handy tool. We also have an inspector. Inspector is, think of this as a tool to be able to easily debug and navigate and figure out what's going on inside of your scene. You can navigate the hierarchy, see everything that's in the scene, give different debug views, see skeletons, see all real time in the browser. You don't have to have a DCC tool to be able to do this. This all happens for you. So you can throw an animated 3D object into Babylon and be able to view its skeletons, be able to view its hierarchy, its meshes, its materials, you name it, all through the inspector. We have the Node Material Editor. This is a newer addition to Babylon.js with our latest release of 4.1. I'll talk more about this in a minute, but at its highest level, it's a node-based UI that allows you to create really complex shaders without having to write a low-level shader code. And then finally, brand new, we just created this weeks ago, this is the Particle Editor. It's embedded inside of the inspector and allows you to create particle systems without having to write code. Super, super powerful. And we're adding more and more and more tools every single week to Babylon. There is a rich and strong community supporting Babylon, from a very, very active forum where questions and answers and conversation are happening all about what people want to make with Babylon, what they want Babylon to be in the future, things of that nature. If you have a question about Babylon, this is the place to go. We have 280 people who have contributed to Babylon over its lifetime, and there have been over 23,000 commits in its lifetime. So it's definitely a very strong, mature platform at this point. So Babylon.js 4.1, I just mentioned this. This is something that we launched in February of 2020. It is our latest release, and it's something we're really, really proud about. And rather than me go through the giant list of features of everything that's included in 4.1, I thought I'd just show you a marketing video that we put together that kind of kicks it off that we released. So I hope you enjoy this. We'll be right back. So as you can tell, there was a ton of passion and energy and excitement that went into making Babylon 4.1 and bringing all these new features to the platform, but also a huge and vibrant and exciting community that's supporting Babylon and using it every single day. So huge shout out and thank you to them. I do want to take a quick second to go into a little bit more detail on some of the key features that you just saw in that video. The first is the Node Material Editor. So in the Node Material Editor, essentially, as I mentioned before, it is a UI that's node-based that allows you to connect up nodes to be able to create GPU instructions, but you don't actually have to write shader code. However, what it's doing behind the scenes is it actually compiles down to GLSL code. Now, this is awesome because anyone who's actually tried to write shader code will know that it's pretty dense. At least it is for me. And so a tool to be able to kind of abstract that and make that much more simple is huge. Really, really awesome. And in fact, we've designed this so that it will feel very familiar to artists and tech artists and anyone who's worked in the 3D space, because this type of UI, this type of system is definitely something that's very prominent in a lot of popular DCC tools that are out there and a lot of game engines. Cascaded Shadows. Oh man, I'm so excited. We are all so excited about this. Cascaded Shadows is probably the single most asked for feature in Babylon, and we cannot be more thrilled to say that it's finally here with Babylon 4.1. Essentially, what this is a system for being able to handle shadows for large scale scenes and environments. Essentially, what it is a super smart system to be able to give higher precision to meshes and shadows in the that are close to the screen, that are in the foreground, and sacrifice precision for meshes and shadows that are further away from the screen. And this was completely contributed to by the community, by the Babylon community. It's an amazing tool, super, super powerful, and we're excited to have it here. Babylon Native. So around this time last year, we announced that we were taking inspiration from the idea that we know everybody wants to write their code once and have it work everywhere. It's kind of the holy grail of development, right? And we know that platforms have promised this in different ways. Well, we want to try and go out and solve this for creating immersive 3D experiences ourselves. Now, I mentioned that Babylon.js is a JavaScript library that's built for creating web experiences, and that's true. What Babylon Native does is it takes that amazing power of the JavaScript framework of Babylon.js, and it allows you to build cross-platform native applications with it, which is huge. So under the hood, it's Babylon.js, but it has the ability to basically unlock access to some of these native technologies as well, which is awesome. So now you can create web experiences and you can create native apps all using the exact same code, which is really, really big and really, really important. And then one of the things that we are keeping in mind as we design this is the fact that we know that people want to they're struggling with other game engines, with other platforms that end up having pretty bloated package sizes due to all the different things you have to take with it once you actually build out your application or your web experience. And so for the native piece for us, we're really, really making sure that we have a package size that's as small as humanly possible once you actually build it with that JavaScript framework under the hood. Crowd Agents and Navigation Mesh. This is a super cool tool. Think of crowd, this is like a crowd system. Think of it as like rudimentary AI. I know that term gets thrown around a ton, but basically what it is it's the system for giving these crowd agents a smart ability to create their own paths, movement paths, towards a destination. And then of course, if you move that destination on your crowd agents, they'll automatically create a new path to that new destination. And then you combine that with the fact that you can confine that pathing, that movement, to a specific mesh we call a navigation mesh, and you suddenly have a really robust crowd system that's possible. And again, all running at 60 frames a second in the browser. How cool is that? And then finally, of course, because we're passionate about it, it's not just powerful, but it's also very simple to use. It's a simple API that's easy to access. So all of that power, not very, very difficult to get working with right away. And then with 4.1, that brings us to updated WebXR support. And I do want to take a minute to pause here because I recognize that not everybody knows what WebXR is. We live and breathe this web space, but it's not super familiar to everyone. So let's take a quick second and just give an overview about what is WebXR. This is an open API for authoring mixed reality experiences on the web. It's an evolution of, say, WebVR, the design here, the idea here is that we wanted to have one, everyone, we, the collective we, wanted to have one single API to be accessible to use both AR and VR experiences. So when like WebVR was dedicated and made specifically for VR, WebXR is made to be one API that uses VR, that it can be used for VR and AR experiences. It can be cross-device. So VR headsets, phone AR, AR headsets, stuff like that. This API is still stabilizing. That's an important thing to recognize. So you could say that it's still in alpha, but it is stabilizing and getting more and more solid every single week. It's currently supported by Chrome and Edge. There are support for other browsers hopefully coming. It doesn't quite work on Safari and iOS yet, I know, which is a huge bummer. But again, hopefully that'll be coming in the not so distant future. So let's talk about what's new with WebXR. So that's a little bit of an overview. What are some of the things that have been happening in the WebXR space over the last like 6 months to a year, something like that? Well, there's now this community-driven controller repository. So there's this access to all known headsets and controllers, which is awesome, that WebXR can interact with. And so this one repo, any new headset or new controller type that comes up, this repo can get updated with that controller and WebXR can access it and then support it, which is really, really cool. And then of course, it's been support for WebXR has been added to Edge and added to Firefox using Polyfill. And I won't get into too much technical detail on that, but it can be used in Firefox using this specific element. Support for Oculus Quest is now available, as well as Firefox on HoloLens, which is awesome. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. So let's talk about Babylon.js and WebXR. What are we doing to support WebXR? What's new in Babylon 4.1 and what have we been doing? Well, the first thing is that controller repository that I mentioned, we have one simple API for accessing and using all of those controllers through WebXR. So we've made it even more simple to be able to use with Babylon. We have a cross-device input system that helps us be able to do this, where you can write input code once, and it works across mouse, gamepad, motion controllers, any number of motion controllers, you name it. One system that kind of rules them all, which is super awesome, simple, and again, very, very powerful. We have a system where we create modules for WebXR. So let's say that you want to create a WebXR experience, but you don't want to take everything with you. Sometimes you just want to take specific pieces with you. And Babylon gives you the ability to do that. We have a physics module, teleportation, pointer support, AR hit testing, and then AR background removal are all just a few of the modules that we have. And again, you can kind of pick and choose what you want based on which adventure you want to go on. We have a full-time engineer dedicated to WebXR, the owner of our WebXR support, who's updating WebXR support basically weekly. I mean, it's almost daily. Anytime there's a change, we're on it. We're making sure that Babylon is up to date as fast as humanly possible. And then we are also in active conversations about the future of WebXR. So as I mentioned, it is still stabilizing. That means that it's not done yet. And there's a lot of, the mixed reality space is also not done yet. So there's a lot of things that are still being invented, a lot of new variables that come in, new problems to solve. We are very, very active in making sure we're a part of that conversation to help make decisions, influence and inform decisions where we think it's appropriate, just to make sure that this is super, super useful for any Babylon users and that it can be leveraged by the game engines that are out there. It's time for a demo. Let's actually go ahead and see this working. This is Babylon.js. All the rendering is happening in Babylon.js, and we're using WebXR. It's on top of WebXR, our API that we've built to talk to WebXR to be able to use this system that you're about to see. So go ahead and check this out. So I hope you like that. It's super, super new. We just made that the last couple weeks. It's awesome. I love to see the lightsabers. That's so much fun. Okay, let's take a minute to talk about Firefox Reality, Babylon.js, and HoloLens. This is super, super exciting. Now you think about currently, creating applications for the HoloLens happens via creating a native application. You have to create a native application. Well, thanks to Firefox and the Firefox Reality team, you can now use web technologies to develop web apps for HoloLens. How cool is that? You can create web experiences through Firefox using web technologies on the HoloLens. That is absolutely amazing. We are incredibly excited about that. And of course, Babylon.js fully supports this. So you can now build web-based HoloLens experiences, augmented reality experiences using Babylon.js, WebXR through Firefox Reality. Super, super excited about this. And then the next thing that I want to talk about is something that we're in active development on. You can call it a preview, but as I mentioned, the inspiration behind Babylon Native is to be able to code once and have your code work everywhere. And for us, that also includes the HoloLens. And so we are in active development to allow Babylon Native to develop native applications for the HoloLens. So any existing system that's out there that allows you to create apps, this will be a new option. And again, one of our primary focuses on this is to be able to create small package sizes. That's something that we hope when we've done our job at the end of the day, that you'll have smaller package sizes for your native apps on the HoloLens. So again, we want you to be able to use Babylon Native with Babylon.js under the hood to author these. And this, look at that, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is Babylon.js under the hood, that full entire rich featured game engine that you're familiar with to create smaller package sizes. And then the other thing is, because this is JavaScript, there's a world where actually your iteration time is super, super fast. If you're simply updating JavaScript code, you don't really need to compile a new app, right? You can just upload new JavaScript to the compiled app that reads that JavaScript. And in theory, that doesn't require any compiling. In fact, not just in theory, we know it doesn't. And so you can have pretty fast iteration time. And we know that's a sore spot for HoloLens developers, is to be able to make changes, deploy those changes, build your app to be able to see those changes. And we think that Babylon Native can speed that up for a lot of people. And again, this is in preview. We're in active development on this, so it's not quite ready yet, but we're getting really, really close and we're excited to announce that in the future of when this is actually going to be ready to roll really, really quickly. So that's it for me. Thank you so much for coming on this presentation, this journey with me. I hope you've gotten something out of it. I encourage you to look at web technologies to be able to create immersive web experiences. Through the power of WebXR and Babylon.js, we think the possibilities are really endless on how immersive the web can truly be. Thanks again. My name is Jason. You can catch me on Twitter at pirate_JC. Thanks again. And we're here to answer any questions. Thanks. Bye.